I want to offer the four of you sanctuary at my home here in Oregon, Og said. From here, you'll be able to execute your plan and complete your quest in safety, without having to worry about Sixer agents tracking you down and kicking in your door. I can provide each of you with a state-of-the-art immersion rig, a fiber-optic connection to the Oasis, and anything else you might need. Another stunned silence. Thank you, sir, I finally blurted out, resisting the urge to fall to my knees and bow repeatedly. It's the least I can do.
That's an incredibly kind offer, Mr. Morrow, Shoto said. But I live in Japan.
I know, Shoto, Og said. I've already chartered a private jet for you. It's waiting at the Osaka airport. If you send me your current location, I'll arrange for a limo to pick you up and take you to the runway.
Shoto was speechless for a second. Then he bowed low. Arigato, Morrow-san.
Don't mention it, kid. He turned to Artemis. Young lady, I understand that you're currently at the Vancouver airport. I've made travel arrangements for you as well. A driver is currently waiting for you in the baggage claim area, holding a sign with the name Benatar on it. He'll take you to the plane I've chartered for you. For a second, I thought Artemis might bow too. But then she ran over and threw her arms around Og in a bear hug.
Thank you, Og, she said. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, dear, he said with an embarrassed laugh. When she finally released him, he turned to H and me. H, I understand that you have a vehicle and that you're currently in the vicinity of Pittsburgh. H nodded. If you wouldn't mind driving to Columbus to retrieve your friend Parzival here, I'll arrange for a jet to pick up both of you at the Columbus airport. That is, if you boys don't mind sharing a ride?
No, that sounds perfect, H said, glancing at me sideways.
Thanks, Og.
Yes, thank you, I repeated. You're a lifesaver. I hope so.
He gave me a grim smile, then turned to address everyone.
Safe travels, all of you. I'll see you soon.
And then he vanished, just as quickly as he'd appeared.
Well, this blows, I said, turning to H. Artemis and Shoto get limos, and I have to bum a ride to the airport with your ugly ass in some shit heap RV?
It's not a shit heap, H said, laughing. And you're welcome to take a cab, asshole.
This is going to be interesting, I said, stealing a quick glance at Artemis.
The four of us are finally going to meet in person.
It will be an honor, Shoto said. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Artemis said, locking eyes with me. I can't wait.
After Shoto and Artemis logged out, I gave H my current location.
It's a plug franchise. Call me when you get here and I'll meet you out front.
Will do, he said.
Listen, I should warn you, I don't look anything like my avatar.
So? Who does? I'm not really this tall or muscular, and my nose is slightly bigger. I'm just warning you. Meeting me might be kind of a shock for you.
Okay, then why don't you just tell me what you look like right now?
I'm already on the road, he said, ignoring my question. I'll see you in a few hours, okay?
Okay. Drive safe, amigo.
Despite what I'd said to H, knowing that I was about to meet him in person after all these years made me more nervous than I wanted to admit. But it was nothing compared to the apprehension I already felt building inside me at the prospect of meeting Artemis once we reached Oregon. Trying to picture the actual moment filled me with a mixture of excitement and abject terror. What would she be like in person? Was the photo I'd seen in her file actually a fake? Did I still have any kind of chance with her at all? With a Herculean effort, I managed to put her out of my mind by forcing myself to focus on the approaching battle. As soon as I logged out of H's basement, I sent out my call to arms email as a global announcement to every Oasis user. Knowing most of those emails wouldn't get through the spam filters, I also posted it to every Gunter message board. Then I made a short vidcap recording of my avatar reading it aloud and set it to run on a continuous loop on my POV channel.